This is 91.1 WEDM, and you're listening to the Inside the Huddle podcast.
91.1 WEDM, welcome to a special segment of Inside the Huddle podcast. I'm Colin Echols, and I'm sitting down with the head coach here at Warren Central for the baseball team, Mr. Emmett Carney. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, brother?
Not doing too bad. So, baseball season, not too far away, and last year, a lot of people around the Mick in Indiana and the Warrior Nation especially remembered that you guys made a little bit of noise in the first round of sectionals, almost took down a Cathedral, and unfortunately weren't able to. But how does that feel knowing that you guys are coming into the season with a little bit of a reputation?
I think it lets you know that we're close and we're doing the right thing, just baby steps, got to make steps in progress, and still trying to get the guys to buy in to believing in themselves.
And what's the mindset going to be like coming into this year, knowing that you were that close to a victory and that you just fell short?
I'm hoping to be a mindset of a little bit more work instead of being overconfident and thinking we arrived at something that's happened, occurred in the past.
And is that why you feel you lost that game last year, was the overconfidence? Because I know some teams, they come in and they've got a team down by as much as you guys did and they end up losing. It sometimes it can be overconfidence, and it can be a couple other things.
Like Nuke LaRue said in Bull Durham, baseball's a game of catch the ball, throw the ball, and we didn't catch it and we didn't throw it well when we needed to. Just a little simple play. It's never the real big home run that cost us. It's always just a little simple play of, fielding up the ground ball, throwing it.
And then, moving into this year and away from last year, you're coming in. How's the team been doing so far? I know it's not officially assembled, but what's been what's practice been looking like so far this year?
Practice is just, something for the guys to come in and kind of, stay fresh. We try to do it. The IHSA allows us 4 hours a week to come in, and I think it's better than nothing. So, we're working on it.
And what days are you doing that, and what times? Because I know there's, not everybody keeps up to date with what's going on. You guys keep a pretty tight-knit baseball community kind of talk amongst yourselves, but if someone wanted to come out and maybe come to these last few workouts before tryouts, what days and what times could they find those workouts?
It's usually going to be on Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 right now, and then once March 11th rolls around, that's the official start date, and we can go Monday through Saturday.
And what can people expect at these tryouts? So obviously, there's a lot of skills that are involved in baseball. What's going to be some of the main things you guys are going to be looking at as coaches?
Well, to be a good ball player, you're going to be graded on about five different things. One is your arm strength. Are you able to catch the baseball, throw the baseball? Can you hit the baseball? Can you hit it with power? So it's about five different tools we look at.
And
foot
then
speed.
What's the, in your opinion, what's the most important part of those five?
To be a good player, you got to possess two of those five tools. That's a major league player, college player, high school player. You got to have two tools out of the five that you can deal with.
Right, and then, moving away from practice, you guys have a pretty tough schedule this year. You're facing some good teams. Cathedral, Carmel's normally pretty good, and there's been a few teams that have been on the rise around Central Indiana. What is going to be the preparation going into this year, knowing that you're going to have to face those level of teams?
Well, our motto has always been that Warren Baseball is now in a work program instead of a play program, and we've proven that with sneaking up on some people, but we know now that we've got a bullseye that on our back, that nobody can just play us cheap and overlook us, that they got to come prepared to play. And the good thing about Warren kids is that we're hard, we're grinding, and we don't mind getting in and mixing it up and playing hard.
And then, obviously the baseball team gets a little overshadowed by a couple other sports teams, football, basketball, track. What is your plan to try and get Warren Baseball to be a Warren football level sports program?
Well, those programs got a little bit of a jump on us. There's tradition. When you've got tradition, it's easy to, build on that. Guys want to come out. They understand the nature of the culture. We're trying to change the culture here. I think I was like third or fourth coach in the last 4 or 5 years here, so I plan on being here for a while. Hopefully that'll help, and we can filter it down to the Little League programs, YMCA, and get some people excited like we do with the, Warren football and basketball league.
And how important is it that that you do have those younger guys ready to go and getting in the swing of playing baseball? Because I know you brought up a couple eighth graders that are supposed to be pretty good to some of the high school practices. But what? How important is it that you get the younger guys involved and get them, I guess, ready for Warren Central baseball?
I think it's good for them to come in and kind of look behind the curtain and see what the wizard looks like, you know. But they've got to come in and get used to it. So then when they do become a freshman, it's no baptism by fire. They've seen some of the other players. They've seen the drills, the expectations. They understand the language. And it makes it a lot easier to get them to buy in.
Right. And then what are, you know, your expectations for the team? Every coach has a different set of rules for their team. But what is your personal expectation for this Warren Central baseball team?
I want them to be coachable. I want them to understand that they need to accept change, be dedicated, work hard, and be just as good as, you know, a student on the field and off the field.
And then first game is, what is it, April 2nd?
April 2nd, I think we open with Pike at home.
So how big of a momentum builder is that going to be for you guys to come out with a win on top of Pike, you know, especially being at home and it being a mixed school to open up the year?
Well, you know, the last 2 years that I've been here, we had a good chance to, you know, get off to a, you know, good start. But like I said, you know, a couple of pitches here and there that cost us a game, so it would be huge. I think the kids would feel confident about themselves. It makes some other guys that were playing feel a little bit nervous, and maybe we can go get them.
All right. Well, Coach, that's all I've got for you. Thanks for taking the time to come in here and sit down with me. Make sure you guys stay tuned in for a couple more episodes of Inside the Huddle podcast coming up here in just a few moments here on the Sports Voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM, this is the Inside the Huddle interview. It's me, Isaiah, here with a few members from the girls lacrosse team from Warren Central. We have
Nyla Taylor.
China Jackson.
And like I said, they're from the lacrosse team. Right now, preparing for their season start. Actually, they're going to be starting their scrimmage March 6th versus Gerwin Catholic. And then their official game versus Roncalli. So, first off, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
How's the preparation been, you know, coming a few weeks later from when I asked Naila a couple weeks ago? How's the preparation been?
So far, we've been just, you know, cracking down on our defense and trying to figure out who's all playing where and what we need to work on attacks and stuff like that.
Yeah, basically just getting a feel of the new players and where they're going to go, what positions they're going to play, who's good at what. How the team is going to be this season.
How's that coming so far?
Pretty good, actually. Like, the new players are catching on real fast. They've been coming to every practice and not just one or two. And they're actually getting the hang, asking questions and learning how to play.
Do you feel like the chemistry is getting rebuilt from, you know, losing a lot of seniors from last year's team?
I mean, we've always had that chemistry with our team. Like, no matter what, no matter how many new people we have, how many old people, we always are a family on this team. So I feel like, regardless if we got new people, them people still been on the, it feels like they've been there for a while, so.
Yeah, and, like, the family, it stretches as far as, like, it's not just us as a team, but, like, that involves our coaches and our parents and the stands during games and all that. We all just real close.
Speaking of coaches and fans, who you feel like is your number one fan?
Our number one fan? I say my mom. My mom go to every game.
I can't say my mom. She only go to home games.
You don't have one?
No, I don't have one.
Finishing the season 1-7 at home, and now and 2-4 away. How's it been like trying to rebuild your record up to a winning record?
Well, honestly, we just started. Like, this is our fifth year, so it's like we trying to. As long as we get out there, like, let it be known, because we're the only school on the east side that has a lacrosse team. So honestly, our record's not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's like we just want our team to be known. Like, Warren got a lacrosse team. Like, that's our feel.
Have any, either one of you guys have begun the recruiting process?
I have. I got a scholarship for William Penn and then Franklin College.
You feel like you're going to play lacrosse in college?
I'm undecided. I haven't decided yet.
I haven't really started my recruiting process because I'm only a junior, but I do know where I plan on going, and I plan on visiting there during their season this spring break.
That's Howard?
Yeah.
HBCU. So what do you feel like the tradition from the previous lacrosse teams have carried over until this season?
Traditions? We always had the same slogan. Every game, coach tells, play hard, don't suck.
And it's a beautiful day for lacrosse.
That's it.
Even when it's raining and snowing and it's not no good, beautiful day.
But it's still a beautiful day.
Yeah, I guess so.
As long as we can play.
We play in everything.
Everything.
Rain, anytime. Snow.
So do you feel like that, like, different weather conditions affect your game?
No. I think I play the same in every kind of weather. And sometimes the weather can be weird. Like last year we had a tournament, and the morning game it was like snowing. The second game it was hot. So I think I play the same.
I mean, I think it's, we know that there's a game. We know we got to go out there and do what we got to do. So
yeah, and it's not like, it's not like some sports where they got to wear their uniform. We can wear whatever we want under it as long as it's Adidas or as long as it's black or white. So you can prepare for the weather. You know it's going to be cold or something warm.
So if I was a new lacrosse player, what are some tips you would give me to prepare for games like that?
Not to get frustrated.
Yeah.
Because, like, some people might get frustrated. Like, if it's a rainy game, you got to...
The stick is sweat.
Yeah, so like, it's going to be slippery. So you got to, like, you got to prepare. You can't get frustrated, you know. You just got to adjust to the weather.
Is there any, professional lacrosse players that you guys look up to or try to model your game after?
Nah, not really.
No, not really.
Model yourself after yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. And after the people, like, there's people that we still, you know, think about and we want to play, like Cassidy Cobb, like Layla.
Ivory.
Ivory, yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah.
She's there's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was.
She come to our practices every now and then and teach us some stuff, too.
So what do you feel like the seniors still like to come back and give tips about, you know, playing lacrosse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they come during games. They'll talk to us halftime or at the end of a game to prepare for the next game.
Because half of them, they still play in college. So then they showing us stuff that they do in college to help us better ourselves for the future. So
what are some tips, like some key tips you probably, you hold on to that they give you?
Well, I'm a defender. So the size shuffling, you know, you got to make sure you work on your ankle stability. So it's more of that and how to make sure you watch this person and make sure you watch that person. And just it's different ways, like, that they try to show you how to control the ball. And
with you guys talking about ankle stability, how do you feel like Coach Rob in the weight room has been helping you out this season?
Good.
Or preparing for the season?
Good, because, like, we'll do stuff with cones, like, after school. Or he'll, like he says, he'll come to our games and he'll watch and he'll tell us, like, what we do and stuff that'll, and then we'll work on something in weights that has something to do with the game. Especially, and it'll help if we have, like, a game coming up or something we could show our coach to do at practice.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through a practice of Warren Central Lacrosse?
It starts off with first catching and throwing. We all get out there, start catching and throwing, and then we go to warm-ups. And then we section off into, like, groups and stuff, and then we do a lot of more ground balls because that's where we lose a lot of things in our ground balls. And then we go from ground balls and into the catching and throwing again. And then we go split off varsity JV. Sometimes maybe we'll stay as a group and then start working with each other to help each other build up. We'll work on defense and offense most of the time. And then we'll end sometimes with a scrimmage or with shooting.
So with you being a senior, China, what are some key tips that you give Naila on, you know, her upcoming senior season?
Honestly, I'm going to say it's like, do what you got to do. You know what you got to do to continue on and carry the team on your back. Don't sit there and get frustrated because, you know, there's a lot of new people coming in and out. And then make sure you, I don't know, stay with your defense. Learn other positions.
So, Naila, do you feel like your junior team is going to be able to step up and live up to the hype that the senior team created?
Yeah.
Who do you feel like your toughest competition is in the MIC?
Carmel.
Oh, yeah. Do we play Cathedral?
Cathedral?
Yeah.
No.
Carmel.
But we play Carmel in a MIC tournament.
That's our own competition.
Thank you guys for coming in and doing this interview today. Make sure you guys stay tuned for the lacrosse team as they kick off their season starting once again March 6th against Guthrie Catholic and then their official game event against Ron Colley. Thank you guys for coming in today.
No problem.
You're welcome.
That'll be it here on 91.9 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM. And for this week's Inside the Huddle topic, I'm here with one of the boys, Warren Central track team's high jumper. Introduce yourself.
What's up, y'all? My name's Charlie Sykes.
So, Charlie, when jumping, tell us, like, your flaws and your techniques when it comes to jumping.
First, I just don't think about it, you know. I just sit there. When they move the ball up, I don't look at it, you know. Yeah, it's not much I can really say. I just jump.
So what got you into high jumping?
My coach, he was just recommending me to things I should do. And then one day I was high jumping. And he was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. Like, I just was scissoring heights after heights. But, yeah.
So when you have a meet, take us through your day. Like, how do you prepare for that?
I wake up, get my playlist right. First of all, you got a playlist.
What's all in the playlist?
Some YoungBoy, some Herbo. Yeah.
Top five artists that's in the playlist.
DaBaby, Herbo, a little bit of YoungBoy. I don't know. I don't really like YoungBoy. That's really all I got on my playlist, though, really. It's them three artists. They give me hype.
Those get you the hypest, huh?
Yes.
So what's, like, the pregame meal?
Usually I have, like, a bag of water. You got to have water. That's the first thing. Then I have, like, a little snack, like some gummy worms or something. I have a little sandwich, chips, just something light, nothing too heavy.
Nothing too heavy, no fruits. I didn't hear any fruits.
Oh, yeah, I had like, I don't know. Nah, I really don't have fruits, actually.
So, like, after, you know, it's on the off season. Well, your season just officially started yesterday. Well, Wednesday at IU.
Yeah.
So tell us about how the off season training went.
Oh, it went well. My coach, he pushed me every day, trying to get me ready for the season. Yeah, even though I didn't want to do it, I did it, though. I did it still.
So, like, what kind of workouts did you do? Like, weight room?
We did a little bit of weight room after practice. Yeah. I did, like, 200s. Yes. I ran. We did high jump things, long jump things, and then we got a little bit of weight room in after.
So, going in, So what is your goals and expectations for the season, individually and team-wise?
Individually, my goals is to be the best team that I can, support my teammates. You know, you got to always support your teammates through whatever. Like, even if they come in last, you still got to support them. Because that builds their confidence up. And, yeah, my goals is, like, I want to start jumping higher than what I could be jumping right now. I know I can.
So give us your personal opinion on, like, high jump. Because, you know, when people come to a track and field meet, they're usually not looking at the field part. They're mainly looking at the track. So give us your insight on how you feel about being a jumper and a pretty nice, decent jumper. And how does that make you feel when people really don't notice the jumpers?
It's fine. I mean, people, they're going to start eventually looking at you, especially during, like, the breaks. People are going to start watching the field events more because, I mean, the field events, they're very fun. There's, like, it's no difference between field events and, like, the running, really. Because the field events, it gives you excitement. It gives you, like, suspense. Like, you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you think, like, if the bar is, like, real high, you know, they could be clearing it or not. You know, it's just fun, like. Is like a lot of excitement.
So coming off your first meet Wednesday at IU at the qualifier, at your first indoor qualifier, how do you think you performed and what do you think you could have done better at?
I didn't perform as I wanted to. I could have prepared way better than what I was. I think I was fooling around a little too much before we started jumping. So yeah, that's the reason I like didn't jump so well. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say.
Well, that does it here, folks, for this week's Inside the Huddle. Here on 91.1 WEDM. And thank you, Charlie Sykes, for stopping in and giving us an insight on your high jump experience and also your track and field team members.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of our podcast, Inside the Huddle. You can find more episodes on iTunes or on our website, WEDMFM.com.